This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell do you want with...
Of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, big stupid racist motherfucking ballpen. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to find this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio. Ham Radio.
In me! So, it's the Ham Radio Show.
Hello!
Live on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Part of course, your listening habit each and every Wednesday night.
That's right.
718-577-1389.
Yeah.
Operators are sitting by. That is me. A lot of people in the Facebook Live suite as well. Corey's in there. Joe's in there. Giggles is in there. Car RRO's in
there. Where's Billy?
Sarah the Lesbian. Wait a minute. Billy, who's not in his seat right now.
That's right.
Is in the chat room for some reason.
Give me a break.
This is very fucking weird. Giggle says Billy's old jalopy is broken. That's why he's not there.
Well,
but is he coming?
He said
he was coming late. Yeah. So I don't know if he's coming at all.
Like he lives with Danny. Couldn't pitch a ride?
No, he wasn't
he
there.
He wasn't there, you asshole. He's getting his car fixed.
Well, you should have made arrangements.
You should make final arrangements.
No, I got a fucking text message the same time Eddie did.
Yeah, so that's much.
When I was in the loop.
Okay.
If you didn't learn anything last week, Billy's not coming from last week's conversation.
Hi-yo!
Oh, why wasn't he coming from last week's
conversation? He means sexually, you dumb fuck. Try to keep up.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh.
God, I hate you, Joe.
Well, I thought.
Just
kill the kid, Joe.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Danny, make sure this thing keeps rotating. Just make sure when it goes, it goes. Because I got to say hi to Lenore, who's in there as well.
What?
Lenore!
Oh, the lovely Lenore.
Yeah, Billy! Sarah the Lesbian's looking for Billy! Yeah.
Hey, Sarah, I didn't get those pictures, Sarah.
Yeah, because she's a lesbian.
I don't
she doesn't
care.
Want to show. Dude, I'm going to get.
She doesn't like dick.
I'm only going to show them to girls.
Well, I learned that she does like both, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
She's going to show me before she ever shows you.
She's very attractive.
She's gorgeous. Yeah. And I, you know, and her significant other, her wife, is a very lucky chick.
They usually don't turn lesbian until they go out with me.
Well, that's usually what happens afterwards. Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, I know.
No excuses. There's Uber. That's right. She's really calling Billy out. She's calling Billy to the carpet.
Tell him, baby.
Even though we're pretty much... I got to turn the air on. If you hear the air conditioner, I'm sorry. It's fucking hot in here.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
I don't know why the fuck it's so hot in here today.
Yeah. Somebody forgot to put the fan underneath the table.
Oh, that would be Joe. Let's see.
I'll be there soon.
Shut up. Thank you. I can read. You can't.
Okay.
Let's not let the dyslexic person read words.
It says backwards.
I
could read backwards.
I'll be there soon, and as soon as the leak stops leaking, damn thermostat placement sucks. I think he meant replacement.
No, sometimes it's in a bad place to get at, you know. I changed a few of them in my day.
That's right, Joe. By the way, Sarah the Lesbian also says you can't afford her pictures.
I pay
you
anything.
You work for Eddie.
Well, that's true.
So that's fucking true,
well,
Sarah.
But I am independently wealthy, Sarah. So
he is. He does have money,
Sarah.
You
just send me a bill.
This whole studio is his, so, I mean, he does have money.
It would be a problem.
Just saying.
$2 here, $2 there.
What do you need? What do you need? You need a new goat? What do you need? He'll get it for you.
Yeah.
Raphael also in there as well. What up, guys? What up, Raph?
Hey, Ralph.
What's going on? It's
what
the,
up?
Of course, the Ham Radio Show. Everyone's hanging out today.
Yeah.
Right, Joe. Liz is in there as well.
Yeah.
How are you? What is going on, people?
Yeah.
It's a full show, by the way, today of Hot Button Topics on today's program, because I think we got turned down by Ron Jeremy.
We did.
So I have to discuss this with Dennis
Isn't
one day.
Isn't that weird? We got turned down by a guy who could fuck himself with his own dick.
We know that. yeah, you can do that.
That's terrible.
It was the weirdest thing, because I got into
a confrontation?
Not a confrontation, so to speak, but on Twitter, going back and forth with Twitter... with Ron Jeremy, because I tagged him in a post asking him when the hell he's coming on the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah.
Because I said, Dennis asked me, that didn't ask me to have you on. Like, I'm not doing, it's not like a pity fucking invitation.
Pity.
You know, like,
we have a good relationship.
It's not a pity booking, as they say in the business. I was going to have Ron on because, first of all, he's Ron fucking Jeremy.
Yes.
And he's got a 9-foot cock. We got to talk about that.
Yeah.
And all the women that he's, you know, just his history and everything else. But the weirdest thing is, like, he tells me to get in contact with his agent. I was like, I already did get in contact with your agent. He goes, well, maybe my agent didn't find the offer that interesting. And I'm like, that's fucking possible.
Well,
I would say so.
Stop smoking the weed.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
It's an invite to this show. It can't be that fucking enticing.
Yeah, really.
I'm not going to say it is, because I don't think it really is. But the fact is, I would think... If I'm friends with Dennis, and Ron, I've hung out with you multiple times.
Yes.
At Dennis's birthday. Hell, we shared a limo. Me, you, Heidi Fleiss, Flavor Flav, all up in the limousine. You would think, and we sat and had great conversations. You would think that maybe he's like Glenn Campbell. He doesn't remember.
Ooh.
You would think
that
maybe, you know, you would come on this very program. I don't know.
Maybe he didn't like you.
Corey's saying, by the way, he's an awesome guy, Ron. I know Corey that he's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
I know Ron. Ron, I thought, knew me. But I'm guessing
obviously
not.
He forgot about you. Maybe he was asleep in the limo.
It's possible. He does fall asleep everywhere he goes.
You know, that is a possibility. He possibly didn't realize it was you calling.
There is a possibility that is. I mean, maybe the wires got crossed.
Sure.
Maybe there was some fucking form of communication that is fucked up. Mickey pointing out, grab Taylor Swift's butt. I wanted to bring up this fucking Taylor Swift thing anyway. So
what was that all about?
Well, let's talk about it.
Nobody grabs my butt.
Well, because you don't have one, Danny. Have you seen your ass? No, because you don't have one.
She doesn't have much of an ass either.
All right, but the whole thing...
but she's cool.
A former radio DJ, by the way, supposedly is accused of groping Taylor Swift's ass. And he took the stand, I believe, yesterday in Denver, in Denver Federal Court, to explain his side of the story.
Press charges on him?
Well, he pressed charges. They're on trial for the... She's saying that he assaulted her, pretty much.
Wow.
She's saying, let me get the exact, it was inappropriately, and it was an inappropriate touching. Let me get the exact term so I don't fucking speak out of turn here. By the way, the DJ was David Mueller.
Oh.
Is accused
Mueller?
Of Mueller.
Mueller?
Not Bueller, Mueller.
Oh, okay.
Is accused of grabbing the singer's backside or ass. During a meet and greet at the Pepsi Center in Denver in 2013.
Do you know if it was a serious grab or just a brush
well,
grab?
Well, supposedly he put his hand up her skirt. That's what people are... Well, here's my thing.
And I know she doesn't wear underwear. Everybody knows this.
Well, thank you for speaking for Taylor Swift. Yeah. The thing that... His testimony on the stand, where he admitted his hand came into contact with parts of her body.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh. Now... Wait, hold on, Joe. Shut the fuck up and let me finish the statement first.
I can't believe this.
And he has to fucking, like, he's like, Billy's not here. I got to talk more. Shut up.
No, I really can't believe
And added that he, quote, felt what appeared to be and seemed to be her rib cage or a rib. Okay,
liar.
That's what he's claiming.
But wait a minute. From underneath her skirt, he felt her rib
cage?
No,
he didn't touch her fucking skirt. They're saying he lifted her.
Okay.
Pay attention to what I'm telling you.
When does he ever do that?
Christ's sake, we're talking about a story. Pay attention.
I thought you said that.
All right. No, listen to what I'm saying. Okay. They're alleging that Mr. Mueller, lifted her skirt and grabbed her ass. Okay? He's saying that he didn't do anything of the sort. He's saying that when he came into contact with what he says is her ribs, okay? But Mueller insisted that the contact was not inappropriate, okay? Now, my whole point is this, that I don't understand, and I said this on Twitter, and I said it on Facebook, I said it on all my forms of social media, that I don't seem to understand. No, we're not restarting the computer. What the fuck? Go away. That I don't understand how you prove this. If there's no Zapruder film that shows him lifting her skirt, fondling her asshole, and sticking his finger in and wiggling it around and pulling it out and then getting into a chorus of Bad Blood.
That would be serious.
How exactly do you prove that he didn't do it? How do you prove that he did do it? So either way, it's like a he said, she said shit.
Exactly what it is. You can't prove it.
But you can't prove it. So how are you? Because this guy lost his job.
Oh.
He worked for a radio station, KYGO, in Denver.
Were there any witnesses? Other, you know?
Well, there are people, of course, in her camp that say they're witnesses. Of course, they're going to. They know what side their bread is buttered on.
Yeah.
They're not going to go against T-Swizzle there and go after her. KYGO, he worked at. He was getting $150,000 a year as a jock.
Wow.
He's suing for $3 million in damages because he says because of Swift falsely accusing him of fondling him, he lost his job.
Oh, so he's the one who brought the lawsuit.
Yeah, she's countersuing, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, I don't understand how we prove this. Like, how do you prove that he did it or he didn't do it?
You don't.
Like, I can say right now, I touched Taylor Swift's ass. Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Right now, prove me wrong, I touched Taylor Swift's ass. I grabbed her ass, I motorboated her asshole. Tell me how you prove that I didn't do it.
You can't.
You can't prove it. It's a he said, she said thing. So how the fuck do you make it into a trial? How does this even... is it just because it's the celebrity? Is it because it's Taylor Swift?
I'm sure that's true.
Because the whole time... She has to take the stand. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Magic Mike. How are you, boy?
Hey, what up, Magic Mike? Mike, did you grab Taylor Swift's ass?
No, I did not.
Now, see, how do I prove that? How do I prove that Magic Mike did not grab Taylor Swift's ass?
I think he did it.
You have any footage, Mike?
Do you have any footage that you didn't do it?
That's right.
I think she grabbed my ass.
It's possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it's possible. Now, how do we prove that Taylor Swift didn't grab Mike's ass?
That's right.
That's, see, this is my point.
I'm bringing a lawsuit.
Doesn't make any fucking sense this trial does not make any sense. Whatsoever. None whatsoever. Mike, what do you want to talk about?
This is strange. I want to talk about Impact Wrestling.
There's a shock. The wrestling guy wants to talk wrestling.
No, well, Impact Wrestling. I'm not an Impact guy, but, you know, I want to talk about Saturday night. I went to the show at Staten Island.
Yes, you went to the, I saw you at the ballpark. You were at the Staten Island Yankees stadium there, and you were hanging out with Impact Wrestlers. You were a VIP from what I saw.
Yeah, because I won. Penis. I won. Jeremy Borash actually came up to where we were sitting, and he actually gave me a VIP. I was shocked.
Did he think that you were a Make-A-Wish kid, or?
He thought I was a Jerry kid.
Hi, I'm Jeff. Hi, I like wrestling.
You have no soul.
You know.
No, so yeah, I saw you got some autographs. You went down there. You were hanging out with the Impact roster.
Yeah, I almost gave Loki a heart attack when I introduced him to Magic's son. I'm like, dude, this is Magic's son. He looked at me and went, Magic? Yep.
Yeah, that's the funny part is we're all connected. It's the weirdest thing. I saw that Magic was there, too. Magic, by the way, friend of our show. Me and Mike are having a conversation. If you don't know what the hell we're talking about, Google this show.
Okay.
Magic, who is a friend of the show, also a professional wrestler, trained a lot of the guys who are on the Impact roster right now.
Oh.
And they're on TV every Thursday night on Pop TV. And Magic was there watching like a proud papa, watching the LAX, formerly Entertain Your Fucking Balls Off, which is the name of the tag team. They were wrestling for they are the GFW now, Impact Wrestling Tag Team Champions of the World. And they were there, and he was there like a proud papa, watching pretty much what he created, quite frankly. I mean, without the starting point of a teacher teaching you, like if Jim Kerr was here right now watching us do a radio show, I don't know if he would be disgusted or, impressed by what the hell I gave as him, as he was my magic. He's my sensei, my teacher, my Jedi master.
I think he'd be impressed with you. I think Jim Kerr would be impressed.
I think we do a pretty good, goddamn job here. I think quite frankly.
I want to come down to your studio one day.
You're always, Mike, you're always welcome. You just, you have to have four forms of ID, a blood test, and a stool sample. Now, Danny's asking for stool, so.
And some nude
pictures. You got to shit in a cup, if that's possible.
And nude pics for Joe.
And nude pictures for Joe.
Some very attractive women.
It doesn't have to be your dick, just somebody's dick.
That's right.
Gary, Mickey.
I got to say, too, I used to drive one of the LAX members around, and him and I actually did a little deal one time where we ran to the ring to save somebody with chairs.
Ah.
And he always remembers me for that. But the funny story was when Magic called me and told me, he said to me, dude, are you coming with me on Saturday? I said, where? He goes, to Impact. I said, no, I don't want to buy my ticket. He goes, dude, you're taken care of, bro. He goes, we're legends. And I went, we or you? I can let something out on the show about Magic.
That's
actually,
cool, huh?
That the fans would probably be interested in.
What?
Magic is going to, they're going to be doing a documentary by Netflix, and it's called Underdogs. And Magic is going to be the subject.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. He deserves it. The guy's been in the business for how fucking long, busting his ass?
35 years. September 9th, they're doing the show for Magic at SWF in New Jersey.
Ooh.
All right. I'm not going to be there. I'm a prick.
You
are going to be in Buffalo.
Yeah, but you're his fucking token white guy. You have to be there.
Listen, Magic goes, yo, bro, you got to do the DVD deal. All right, I'll sit in and talk about Magic. Is Billy there tonight? I like Billy.
Billy is late, but he will be here, supposedly.
Oh, well, he knows Magic. I was going to say, Billy knows Magic.
Yeah, we all know Magic. Danny knows Magic, and Danny's not even a big fucking wrestling... I mean, he's a big wrestling fan, but he's not a... He wasn't in the fucking clique with us and shit.
He's a big Pathmark fan.
Yeah, he's a big fan. Woo! Pathmark! Represent.
Johnny Rods came into in the Pathmark one day, And, you know, Magic has a way of pronouncing people's names. And Magic's like, yo, is that Johnny Rod? He goes, did anyone ever tell you, like, a young Johnny Rod? So he goes, yeah. He goes, I am Johnny Rod. He goes, you look familiar to me. He goes, it's Magic. He goes, well, I was telling my wife that's a worker.
Okay.
Mike, you tell the greatest stories.
Still more entertaining than Joe.
Anybody's more entertaining than Joe. Thanks, Mike.
Who's Joe, by the way? Joe who?
Joe right here. Joe behind me. Fucking Joe.
That's what most people say. Joe who?
No, I know. I watch you guys when you go live sometimes. When I seen you live, I said, you know, I got to call and say hello to you guys because Uncle Eddie, you're my idol.
Oh, Jesus. You really got to set your sights a little higher.
I think so, yeah.
But you're welcome. You're welcome. It's good to have
Thank
low standards.
Uncle Hey, Uncle Eddie, we got to hang out one night, bro. We got to go out somewhere, and we got to have what's-his-name come out with us and scream out somebody's name.
Who?
Get everybody in trouble. Billy.
Billy can get drunk and scream on somebody's lawn.
That's what he does.
That'd be a good fucking one.
That's a great story. All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon. Hey, man, I want to come down there, dude.
Mike, we'll make it happen. Don't worry about it, buddy. DM me on Facebook or Twitter, okay?
You got it, brother. I can't wait, man. I'm excited. All right, guys, have a good show. And everybody remember, the ham show, baby. Get your ham right here.
Damn right. Yes, demand sir. The ham, my friend. Demand the ham, my friend. It's the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah.
Just in case Mike didn't, you didn't understand Mike's plug.
Yeah.
I'm his idol, and you're listening to the Ham Radio Show. It's a good day here on the Ham Radio program for everybody.
Okay,
well. Getting back to what...
getting to know you.
Getting to know all about you.
Wow, you have a great singing voice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm an idol.
Not you, though. Danny.
Oh, Danny?
Yeah, Danny. You sing like a dead frog.
Hi-yo.
Yeah.
Hi-yo.
Yeah.
Ribbit.
I make better plot.
I'm just trying to figure out. I'm still trying to figure out. Even though we got interrupted by Mike, and I always make time for the fans.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just trying to figure out, number one, what Mike's last story was. But two, I'm also trying to figure out this Taylor Swift thing. I can't, like, I'm perplexed. I just keep going in a circle. I don't understand how you prove anything at all. How do you prove that you knew it?
It's a non sequitur. You really can't prove it.
So then, are we doing this just to have her in the room?
This is what gets me a little bit. You said he felt her ribs.
Yeah, that's what he says.
You got to go pretty deep under a skirt to feel a set of ribs.
He didn't go under the skirt, he says, Jackass. She's wearing a little fucking black dress in the picture here.
Is that what she was wearing?
Yes, this is when allegedly it happened.
Oh, he looks like he's got a hand on her ass.
Well, he has his hand on the back, I mean the lower back, which would be where her ribs are because she's a little skinny bitch that no one cares about, except for all her T-Swizzle fans.
Wow.
By the way, Mickey says in the chat room, get a sample of her ab, what is that fucking thing? Get a sample of her ab smell and then test his finger. That's a good thing.
I think he wrote ads.
It looks like abs from here, but either way, you misspelled it. Mikey corrected it. Ass.
Ass.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, you know, they should dust her for fingerprints. They really should.
Please, she's going to have every other fucking man's fingerprints on her.
Well, okay, yeah, that's true.
When is she going to write a song about
this? I was just about to say that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a guy who touched her ass and disappointed her. When's the fucking song come out?
When's the movie come out?
Yeah.
They called it Ass Grab, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grope. Grope, the Taylor Swift story.
Grope.
On Lifetime.
Okay.
Candace Cameron is Taylor Swift.
Well, you know, you gotta get your material.
That's it. They wouldn't get anyone else. It's fucking Lifetime. Who are they gonna get? Did they get Candace Cameron? They get all these fucking hack used to be on TV sitcom stars to play. Mila Kunis is Taylor Swift.
I want to call Mila Kunis a hack. Yeah.
What the fuck has she done lately?
No, she's...
What the fuck has Mila Kunis done lately except shit out a kid?
No, she's still...
What has she done? Kid. She does Jack Daniels commercials. Yeah. That's what she's done. Tell me. Dye your hair blonde. Let her sing fucking... Shake it off. Shake it off. That's it. That's all you got to fucking do. Gary is in here as well. Mickey in here.
Hey, guys.
Sam in here. Jamie in here. Mickey again. Yeah. He left. He came back.
Yep.
Peter in here. Ben is also in here. Tons of people in the Facebook Live suite.
My liberal friend Jerry's in there.
He's not a liberal.
Sure he is.
We're still, by the way, on Billy Watch 2017. Thank you. We're keeping an eye out for Billy. I know that Mike just asked where Billy was, and I know Sarah the Lesbian is angry that Billy didn't take an Uber.
Yeah, come on.
So
man.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
More wine, more women, more song, more hot button topics later on in the program. It's what we do.
Yeah.
The most dangerous 2 hours of radio today. You're listening to it. It's the Ham Radio Show. Please sit back, relax, and just take a chill. We'll be right back after these.
Ham Radio.
Stop, don't come back. We have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do.
Adieu. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Stone Cold Steve Austin. You are listening to Ham Radio, so give me a hell yeah.
What makes me laugh is that Joe does in brilliant shit when we're off the mic.
I know.
He says like he starts talking about the Taylor Swift story again.
What,
and he's like, oh yeah, I don't know. Why did she get fired? What did she ask for him to get fired? And like he had a whole dialogue going on.
Tell me what I said that was so
and the
brilliant.
Fucking, and the show and we're not on the air. Because you're asking, why the fuck do you get fired? And I'm like, it's trying to explain to you that radio stations just fire you.
Yes, they do.
Just to save face.
It could, you know, it could have been that $150,000 a year salary, you know. Like
it could have been, but I bet you the bad press that Taylor Swift is... Taylor Swift saying you grabbed her ass will probably bring a little darkness to KYGO radio in Denver.
I don't know. I'd listen. Joe.
It's the Ham Radio Show live... on the Unfiltered Radio Network all night long, no. Only till late, because I got shit to do. 718-577-1389. We don't know what's going to happen. That's what's great about this program. We're still waiting. That's why the camera's positioned right on the door. We're waiting on Billy to walk in to this building right now.
We the arrival.
We're waiting on Billy. He says he's going to host a show with us today. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just the way it works out.
You think he's mad?
We are Megan and you.
You think he's mad about last week?
No, he would have just been a dick and said, I'm not coming to the show
yeah,
today.
That's it, yeah.
My wife told me I can't play with you guys no more.
No more. You guys are bad.
By the way, so far the running topic is this Taylor Swift thing. So if you want to talk about that, feel free, because it's a full day of hot-button topics. That's what we do here on the show. No rhyme, no reason. We bring you the topics, you talk about them. That's what people do right here. We're also live on the Facebook Live suite up and running. Anthony's in there. Druggy Dylan in there as well.
Aha!
I love how Joe goes off air. Who's Dylan? I'm like, asshole, he's been in your house.
I didn't know his last name.
Todd's in there. Gazi's in there.
He's still singing.
Jerry's in there. And Steven, plus a whole bunch of other people. Please hang out, talk amongst yourselves in the Facebook Live suite, as well as talk to us. Let's get interactive, bitches. Let's get interactive. 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. So, speaking of, I do have a different subject, Joe.
You do?
Yes. Speaking of not knowing, like shows
wonderful, man.
That are, like, interactive and wacky and woolly and crazy and you never know what's going to happen. Did anybody tune in to this Chris Gehar show there? Gehar?
We'll see.
Gehar. I'm saying his name wrong. Because if you spell it, it's Get Hard. But that's not how you say his fucking name. It's Gehard show. Oh, Chris Gehard. He's a stand-up comic. Had a public access show, if I'm correct. He had a public access show.
Yes.
And the public access show now got picked up by True TV. Uh-huh. Okay? And True TV now is throwing money at it. So it's like a public access show with money. But this guy, because he's in the business, he gets great fucking guests. Like, he's now on season three of his show. So, True TV is doing, like, season three of his program.
He's like Zach.
Okay? Yeah, but a little bit, I don't know, there's talent here.
Oh.
But, like, for instance, if you go on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. Season two, he had Colin Quinn on. Season two, he also had Diddy on.
Ooh.
But it's, like, incredible. Lena Dunham, John Starks, Pete Holmes... Paul Scheer, Jason Milonakis, John Hamm. I mean, these are huge fucking names that have been on his program, and it's just a weird, crazy fucking show. It is a crazy show. Like, they're just like what I try to accomplish here at the Ham Radio Show when we do reality radio. Whatever happens, happens.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that show.
Yeah, we have like a somewhat outline of what we're going to do, the same as them. And then whatever happens from that happens. Like, on the first episode of the third season on True TV, they had the Impractical Jokers, and they were doing this game where they were smashing pinatas, and inside the pinatas, whatever was inside the pinata, like if you call their hotline, whatever they smashed with the pinata, they would send to you. That was your gift. So they would give, like, whatever they... So, like, let's say it was... But it was something from them. So, like, if the guys from Impractical Jokers had something personal, they gave it to them. They put that in the pinata. When they smashed the pinata, boom, it'd be like, oh, Danny gave us signed underwear. All right? It's signed underwear from Danny, and you would get the. That's what they would send you. They would send you Danny's autographed underwear.
Washed?
No. However it was put in the pinata.
With the nicotine stains on it?
It can have shit stains in the back. It can have fucking piss stains in the front. As long as it was inside the pinata and that's what came out, that's what you won. And on the final one, they smashed all the remaining pinatas.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, wherever the guy was, I believe the guy was in Milwaukee or somewhere.
Yeah.
The guy, Chris Gehar, left the show from there with all that stuff, got the guy's address, and went to the guy's house and gave it to him.
Oh.
Now, that's what I'm saying. This show is insane.
That's cool, man.
It's awesome. But it's something different.
Yeah, sure.
I had a major epiphany today on the radio. We'll get back to Chris in a second here. I had a major pivot. I'm listening because part of my job where I work is to I have to listen through like 9 million fucking people's radio shows.
Oh.
That, are supposedly better than us and on the air.
That's boring.
It's not all boring because that's how I found the Morning Men. The Morning Men on Mad Dog Sports on Channel 82, Sirius XM. Okay? Now, what I'm learning is that whether it's satellite or terrestrial or whatever's out there,
yeah,
there are so many shows that are just carbon copies of the same show.
Oh, sure.
I understand because I sound like a fucking Neanderthal, an idiot here. Like, I understand. I've been in the radio business for 10 years. I understand that there are like 9 different bazillion forms of the Nut Hut, Z Morning Zoo type shows. I get that. But then there's other shows that are just fucking, they're just cheap ripoffs of the original because nobody does anything original anymore. Nobody does anything original anymore. Not even in the least. Where they go, why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? Why can't we just do original, different thought programming? Like this guy, Chris Gehar, the show is fucking nuts. They went out there, they had the pinatas, and you could pick whatever you wanted. There was a wall of weapons to smash the fucking things.
What was in the pinata?
In the pinata was the whatever the fuck they donated. So, like, if you called, be like, hey, we got Danny on the phone. Danny, what pinata do you want? I want the butterfly. Okay, get Danny, bring the butterfly down, and what are you going to use? Who do you want? Oh, you want Eddie to do it? What do you want Eddie to use? The chainsaw. And Eddie would get the chainsaw and rip open the fucking pinata, and out would fall whatever the gift was. Like, one thing was a fucking veal Parmesan sandwich that the guy had for lunch. He put the half in the fucking pinata,
that's cool.
And that's what somebody won.
Okay.
They won a veal Parmesan sandwich.
Hey.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, but it's different.
I'd like that.
It's entertaining. It's something to watch. Like, that's why I fell in love with Ed the Sock, who's been on this program. Because it's a weird, entertaining, different type of show. I mean, it's still a talk show in some way, shape, or form, but it's weird and it's different. That's the good stuff. Steve's in there. Trevor's in there. And the Facebook Live suite as well. By the way, the number again is, what the hell's the number, Danny? 718-577-1389. And that's the thing that I think that we do here on the Ham Radio Show. We try to bring you reality radio. The mics go on, we have somewhat of a plan, and then whatever the fuck happens. Like last week, we got cheers. We did 45 minutes on Billy's Love Life. 45 minutes, and unlike Billy's Love Life, we could have went longer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
45 minutes on fucking this Frankenstein's monster that sits on the show with us.
Yeah, that's a hot
fire pad.
That has a nice-looking chick that wants him to move in, and he still stays with me.
Exactly.
Hey, really?
Exactly. Who's still not here? We're waiting with bated breath to see what happened from there.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It legitimately... we do, I think, a different type of show. We don't do what everyone does because that's the only way you fucking can be noticed. Stop doing what Stern has done before. Like, we're not having the same exact shit. We might do our spin on that shit that he has done before, but we're not. I'm not Howard Stern. I look like I ate Howard Stern. I'm not Howard Stern. Never going to be Howard Stern. Would I like his fucking power and money? Fuck yeah! I would like it. But the fact of the matter is, that's not the show we do.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So, like, when I see things like this, I'm telling you, Thursday nights, True TV, 11 o'clock, it's live. That's the other thing. It's live. So whatever the fuck happens, happens. There's like a I think they gave him a 10-second delay because want to make sure that nothing goes wrong.
Yeah.
But the best was they had the first, I'm telling you, the first 5 seconds of the show, Joe, they told them they were allowed to say shit 6 times. In the back and forth, having the conversation, they had to say it at least 20 times. Because like, so wait a minute, can I say shit or can she say shit? Is that 6 times of saying shit? Like, do I get 6 times of saying shit or does Danny get 6 times of saying shit? So automatically they used up all the shit.
Yeah.
But they kept using it throughout the show is my point. So anything can happen, and I think that, like, shows that don't stay the course of doing what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Can we have some original programming? Can we have some shows that make me go, holy fuck, this is kind of weird and entertaining. I need to sit down and watch this. That's what we need in life.
I was going to say you should get booked on this guy's show. Accuse him of grabbing your ass.
Ooh.
And then
let's see if he's grabbed Taylor Swift. I have the number for the show. Let's see if we can. We should call the show. See if we can actually get to the office of him.
I saw the show he did with Samuel L. Jackson. It was really funny.
But that's what I'm saying. He's got he had Samuel L. Jackson on his show.
Yeah, and he was asking him questions that the Jackson was going.
But there is no originality anymore. Even with like talk shows or just regular, like everything is a reboot now.
I think people are afraid to be original. They really are.
Is it because they
want to stay safe with the formula, you know?
Not with the formula, or is it just that they're afraid of
fucking boring.
Politically correct world we live in today, like, what the fuck?
Well, you know what it is? If you do something original and it works, you're a great star. But if you don't, you'll never hear from these
people. They brought back Will and Grace, yeah. Roseanne, Dynasty.
But that's what I'm saying. They're bringing back
all
these shows.
Like I'm saying, there's reboot. Like,
can we have original ideas? That's
Letterman's coming back, too. They said Letterman.
Yeah, but Letterman,
back.
We don't know what kind of show he's doing.
Yeah, I know.
He
certainly looks different. You see the beard?
Well, because that he's fucking 90,000
like, yeah, the A's, man.
He gets old, Joe, like you.
Well, no, he's not
okay,
old.
Okay, so apparently Billy is moving now. Here's an update from Giggles. He's moving his ass now. Apparently he can't live without her feminine talent.
Oh, so he needed a blowjob, I guess, before he fucking went to work?
I don't know.
And by here, I mean work here?
No, he should change his thermostat.
All right, let's see if we can get this going. This is the Chris Gayhart show.
Are you calling him?
Oh, no, we're calling the hotline.
Oh, okay.
Boop, boop. Boop, boop, boop. There we go. How do I bring up the thing, Danny? I need the touchstones, Danny. How do I bring that up here? Dial pad.
Yeah.
But it's on the list.
Maybe it's got to
I need
up
my.
First.
They got to pick up first?
I guess so. They keep fucking changing the Skype every fucking time.
I know. Let's see what happens. Because I called it, he put up the thing. That was the thing. Like they're very like.
Maybe it's after 5.
Doesn't matter. You should have at least. If he has a message, maybe we can leave him a message.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, we want to be on your show.
This is real low budget.
It is. It makes us look like we're fucking rich.
I saw his sets: 2 palm trees and a chair.
No, that's fucking. Are you? Which one are you watching?
I don't know.
Are you watching Between Two Ferns?
I think
with
so.
Zach Galifianakis, you're on the wrong fucking show.
Oh, well, I like his show too.
All right, but that's not the one I told you to watch.
Oh, he's good enough.
God, you're like a fucking wet dream.
Don't to watch that one too.
No, just ringing. But we have the number. It's not like we don't have the number for.
Yeah, but they know it's us calling. They won't answer.
Well, they picked it. We have the what the fuck you call it there. You could call. He was giving out the number yesterday, but it was just insanity. Like it's just insanity personified, and I think that's what's missing from the shows.
Yeah.
That's what I think is missing from all these fucking shows that are out there. That you have, like, he has a weird announcer. He's got, he has some man fish, which is a dude that sits there. He's a hairy fucking chested dude that sits up in a, he's perched. He wears flippers, goggles, and a swimsuit. That's, and you can ask him anything. Like I'm just saying, it's off the wall insanity. You know, it's like watching an asylum.
It's like Chelsea Handler had a midget, you know.
Yeah, but Chelsea Handler was just doing that for fucking.
She's funny too.
She's funny too, yeah. But that show was fucking her. I don't know. To me, this takes a little bit more talent because you have to make this show.
It's more original.
You have to. Not only is it more original, you got to make it make sense.
Does anybody watch that show on Starz Power?
You know, I've been meaning to watch it.
Everybody at work always talks about it. I don't have Starz, but they said the first three seasons are on Netflix.
Yeah.
So I might check it out. But everybody's always talking about it at work. That's all they talk about.
I got to check it out.
It's the show, but I want to see if anybody's seen it and what's it.
At least it's an original.
Yeah.
I mean, I rather watch that. They have Power, you have, what are the big shows? Power, Game of Thrones. These are all shows I don't watch.
What's the big show, Game of Thrones?
Like, I get told, like, you gotta watch Game of Thrones, you gotta watch Power, you gotta watch, what's the black one that's on Fox that everybody watches
Black-ish?
With, I watch Black-ish.
That's
I like Black-ish.
Show, yeah.
I lean more towards the comedies than the dramas. The whole Taraji P. Henson's on it. The music industry, Empire.
Empire.
Oh, Empire's good. Yeah.
I said Blacks. Danny just went, I don't know.
I don't know. I honestly don't watch a lot of fucking man. Really sitcoms anymore because to me they all like really suck. Because that goes back to the whole point. There's like nothing original. Everything on there. The only show that's like good.
Yeah.
That's still kind of going is like Modern Family.
Modern Family is amazing.
Yeah.
Modern Family is one of the
maybe
best.
Maybe the Big Bang Theory, but that's just about fucking it. Like,
I
think everything else is just, yeah.
The problem is, what I think what's going on in Hollywood is that they're, like Joe said, they're too afraid.
I think they're just too afraid to
they're
do anything.
They're too afraid to do anything that doesn't make money, that hasn't made money before.
Yeah, there you go.
Just too afraid to raise the bar with this politically correct world we live in.
Yeah. But I don't even know if it's just the politically correct part. Like, because there's already a protest. Did you hear about this Game of Thrones? The two guys that created Game of Thrones.
Oh, they're hacking it?
There's a show.
Okay.
So, don't help. Just stay focused and let me ask the question.
Oh, you asked what was in the
focus?
News.
The hacking.
Focus.
Who's talking about hacking?
That's what I thought.
No, we're talking
he said
about
protest.
Pay attention.
They're protesting.
All right, shut up. The two guys that created Game of Thrones have this show that's not even made yet. Hasn't been cast. Hasn't been anything yet. It's supposedly how the South wins the Civil War.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, and it's told by like what would have happened if the South and the fucking backlash already.
Wow.
That is coming out. The show hasn't been made. They haven't written a script yet.
Just pitched the idea.
They haven't done anything yet. They just came up. With an idea.
They did something like that years ago with Hitler. They said Hitler won the war.
Well, that's not the
premise like.
No, it's on the fucking, that show's on.
Yeah.
Amazon. Man in the High Castle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Man in the High Castle.
A different thing, but it was the same premise. Like, and Hitler was, you know, they rewrote history, so to speak.
Yeah, well.
And made Hitler a hero rather than the scumbag he is.
They rewrote history, so to speak. No, they rewrote history, Joe.
Yeah.
Well. They didn't, it's not so to speak. They rewrote history.
Yeah, that's right.
Flat out, because Hitler lost in a bunker.
That's right.
He buys it in the bunker scene. He lost it. But that's at least original. I can get behind it, is my point.
Yeah.
Like, why not tell the story of that Hitler won then where we go from that? There was a movie called, I believe, Fatherland.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. You're
okay,
right. That's it.
Yeah, and
that's
Father it. Lamb, if that's, yeah, I guess.
That's the one.
Joe perked up.
It was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was on HBO. It was like, I think, an HBO original movie.
It probably was, yeah.
And,
but just think about, like, see, that's an interesting premise. What if maybe they didn't win, or it was like a draw, and they just let everything just be, like, you know, the South was still allowed to be the way they wanted to be. You know, that would be fucking, like, kind of an interesting
perspective
on. What would have happened?
But can I see what the fuck is going to happen first before you protest? Can maybe we cast the motherfucker? What if it's a predominantly black cast and they're fucking phenomenal?
And they're all working.
Are you going to say, yeah, and yeah, there's no diversity in Hollywood. We're hiring black people to be the leads of this fucking show.
Well, they made Roots.
Who are going out of their way. Yeah, but these guys want to put Roots on backwards so they end up back in Africa.
That's true.
I'm saying these guys are making a show. They haven't even made the fucking thing yet, but the premise is too fucking... It has warped their fragile little minds because the idea is to premise. The premise. Say it with me, class.
The premise
of the show is too fucking wacky for these people. Like, there was a sitcom, I shit you not, did we play this on this show?
What?
Where Hitler did a sitcom? Did you see that? Oh, I swear to God, I'll find it right now. I will get it right now.
Just the premise makes me laugh.
Oh, my God. They only made one episode of it.
But you can see, like, you know.
Hold on.
No, but that's like sort of, let's just say, like an interesting genre. Like, what if. Like Kennedy, like let's do another one. What if Kennedy never got assassinated and he still filled out his presidency? Like, what would have happened?
Probably nothing.
Like,
much.
You know, that shit's like good.
But that's what I'm saying.
That would be like an interesting fucking perspective.
Can we make sure what's going on before we say some shit? All right. So this show, by the way, I can't believe I've never played this on this fucking show.
Might have. I
swear to God, I brought this. I must have brought this up. It aired, and I had to air in another country. I think it aired in England. The show was called Heil Honey, I'm Home. I'm not joking with you. Heil Honey, I'm Home.
It sounds funny.
And it's Hitler. Hitler and Eva Braun got married.
Yeah.
They live in a house. They live in an apartment, and they have two Jewish neighbors.
Okay.
I shit you not. This is the premise.
See, Mel Brooks would get away with this.
Hold on, wait. There's a disclaimer. To most people, the name of the TV executive Brandon Thalberg merits no more than an unpublished three-word footnote in the annals of American situation comedy, yet it was Brandon who, some years ago, sought this new brown-gray thing. Let me just make sure if I can go past this. This is, like, I guess this is bullshit.
Make sure to take
I want to get to the theme song. There it is. There's the... Heil Honey!
Heil Honey!
Heil Honey!
Heil Honey!
Hello! I'm home!
Neil McCall as Adolf.
Heil Honey! Smile, honey!
Danica Farman as Ava.
Because I'm home! Gee, it's great!
Garth Marks as Arnie.
Nothing like the fun that I get when I say Heil Honey!
And Carolyn Gruber as Rosa.
Smile, honey!
Smile, honey!
Gee, it's great to be back!
Heil Honey, I'm home!
That is fucking funny. Wrong, but funny.
So, by the way, just so that you got the premise, it's Hitler, Eva Braun married. That's where we're at right now. Heil, honey, I'm home.
He lost the war.
Heil, honey, I'm home.
Oh, God, he's even in fucking military uniform.
Heil, honey, me. Heil, honey, me.
What did I do now? Oh, tonight you were making schnitzel. What a joke.
You must be real mad at me, honey. I'm a very, very bad Hitler. Come here, babe.
Don't touch me. You've been late for your dinner every night this week.
Ava, babe, please. I'm the Fuhrer. I'm a busy man. I can't just walk off the job at 5 o'clock.
On Monday, you had to meet with Goebbels. On Tuesday, von Ribbentrop. On Wednesday, Klaus Katzenjammer. Who's Klaus Katzenjammer?
He's my tailor. You should see the tux, honey.
You see, everyone's more important than Ava. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Schickelgruber. You may be big stuff in Germany, but I knew you when you were just a house painter.
Boy, this is going to be some night.
fucking Hitler. It's fucking Hitler, dude.
Why can't they do this on TV?
Because too many groups would. You can't make Hitler.
But they're making fun of Hitler.
But I think this would have made a great play.
Yeah.
Now, if this is a play, people go see it. If it's a TV show, all hell breaks loose. It only got one episode. This was it. Wow. They had a whole bunch of episodes made. This was the only one that aired.
Mel Brooks does this kind of shit all the time.
But he's Jewish.
But he's, so let him produce the show.
The whole staff has to be Jewish.
They all have to be Jewish.
All right, wait, let's finish some of this up before we go to break.
Come on, honey. Don't get sour.
And don't think you can smooch around me like that, Adolf Hitler.
Hey, you want to know a secret? Tomorrow, I got Neville Chamberlain coming over here.
You've got the Prime Minister of England coming over here to the apartment tomorrow, and you don't tell me so I can get something out of the icebox?
Fine, honey, if you're going to get on my back about everything, I'm not going to tell you why he's coming.
Oh, you don't need to tell me why. I know why. It's Czechoslovakia. You finally did it, didn't you? You finally went one step too far, Mr. Big Shot. Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Okay, Ava, you were right. I was wrong. I'll show him around the town. We'll have a few beers.
Can I also bring up the fact that he has like a Brooklyn accent?
I know, yeah, really?
We'll have a few beers. We'll fucking invade Poland. Yeah, what
some,
the fuck?
That's
yeah.
a red hook.
That's what makes it funny, yeah. though.
So imagine, by the way, it's also like the Honeymooners meets I Love Lucy. That's what this show is.
And Ava's Jewish.
Yeah, hi, Glenn. Hi, honey, I'm home.
What about Czechoslovakia? He'll think, hey, this Adolf Hitler is a regular guy. Ah, come on, babe. Just relax.
Just relax.
Here comes the tickle monster.
He's using the Hitler mustache.
Hey, do you remember the names we used to call each other when we first started dating?
Oh, no. You were Mr. Sausage. And I was your hoochie-coochie girl.
Yeah, hoochie-coochie-coochie. Smoochie, smoochie, smoochie. Hoochie-coochie-coochie. You're my little old-eyed girl.
My dinner cooking.
What is it, honey?
It's the Goldensteins. I don't want those touches to know about Chamberlain. You saw the way they were when the Mussolinis were over here. They snuck by the apartment every 5 minutes.
Well, so if we don't tell them about Chamberlain, how will they know?
Are you kidding? They always know. When I finally get to invade Poland, who'll be the first to know? The Poles? No. Rosa Goldenstein.
How do you like that?
I want to get out.
Hitler's are having another fight. Will you call the landlord? Other people get the slouch on the couch. What do I get? I get the Hitlers hollering and shouting.
Arnie Goldenstein, you are a slob. Whatever happened to the glamour? Where did the romance go?
How do I know where you put things? I can't even find my shirts.
I know we got to take a break. I just have to say, this exists.
On that.
My point is, we'll come back. Let's go to break. We'll come back. We'll get a little bit more of Chal Honey, I'm Home, and we'll have some, maybe Billy will be here. We don't know what's going on.
Nazi honeymoon is.
The Nazi honeymoon is exactly what it is. It's insanity. This
Talk
show
about
is
your
insanity.
Formula, huh, Dan?
What?
It's the Honeymooners.
It is. It's exactly what it is.
There's a formula.
There's definitely a formula, but here's the difference. Hitler is Ralph Kramden.
That's right.
Okay? Right there, you win. That's different.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. I've seen this episode. I know what happens. Yeah. Let's get to it when we come back. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of shit because it's a full day of hot-button topics for you, the fans. Let's interact. Let's do it right now. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio. Radio.
Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal.
Oh, blow it on your ass.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Leno's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant. Open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come on, get out of bed. There'll be no more napping. This is Pee-wee Herman, and you're listening to my best friend. No, it's not the king of cartoons. It's Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie. Ah!
Coming over in my direction. So thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna stay for every moment. Slowly, slowly, yeah.
Tonight, get yourself all dolled up. Show them a little bit of that coochie, coochie girl magic. Remember, don't tell Rosa Goldenstein. Okay, I'm out of here.
Hey, hi, Adolf. Say, got the car? Only I'm running a little late. It's not a problem. I'll pay for the gasoline.
Hi, Ava.
Hi, honey.
This is Rose.
Hi, Ruth.
Having a good time in Berlin, honey?
No, not really.
Gonna do some fun things while you're here in Berlin?
I don't think so. You want to go back to the apartment, watch the bird spin around on its little wheel?
Okay. Gosh, she's a lot of laughs.
Tell me about it. Say, Ava, did Arnie and I disturb you last night?
No, honey.
No, I thought not. We never disturb no one no more. We're so dull, even the bird complains we get him down. Imagine that, a neurotic canary.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Sorry, I got stuck. I got stuck on that show, Danny. I was watching Heil, Honey, I'm Home. We're talking about shows not being original, which brought me back to there's a show that once existed And I can't believe I've never played it on this show. I don't think, it's amazing to me that I've never played it on this very program. There was a show called Heil Honey, I'm Home. I swear to God, Joe, this is real. You can attest to this. It's a real program that was on there, Joe. I know Joe, he just shoved a pretzel in his mouth. So he can't do it. By the way, you're listening to the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. And that was a little sample. We've been playing it before we went to break, and we're going to play it a little bit more now. But it's insanity because we're talking about how Hollywood is not original. We brought this up, you know, many times on this show.
It goes back to what Danny said. It's not politically correct. I mean, they took Amos and Andy off the air for the same basic reason. It was not politically correct. It was the funniest hell show. Black actors were working back in the 50s, too, when they didn't work.
Yeah.
But they took them off the air. So what are you going to do? The liberals win out.
Is it really liberals, though?
Absolutely.
All right.
What do you think? The conservatives give a shit? They want to laugh.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's on the phone line?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey. What up, Trish?
Hey.
How you doing,
Not
bub?
Much. I put my 2 weeks in at work.
You quit?
Yes.
Why did you quit?
Why would you do that?
Because I'm moving.
Oh. I know you're moving, but when are you? So everything's official now and ready to go?
Yeah.
So what are you doing now? What's the plan here?
You get married, right?
Well, I'm moving.
I know you're moving. Hold on. Joe, don't help. I know you're moving. Why? Where are you moving? Like, explain to the audience who doesn't know who the fuck you are, Trish.
I'm moving in with my fiancé.
All right, so you're moving in with your fiancé. Now,
yes.
Which guy is this, just to make sure I'm still accurate on the guy's name?
Steve. The guy in my profile picture.
Steve, the guy in her profile picture. You just went to a wedding with him, right?
That guy, huh?
Yes.
All right. So I just want to make sure, because we got to keep your love life fucking in order. I don't know what's going on.
Are you in love, Trish? Is this the real thing?
Yes.
This is the real
one? Yes.
This for life? Did you get married for
life? He's wonderful. He's polite. He works 2 full-time jobs. Oh, he takes care of me. Pays for everything.
He's a keeper. That's a keeper.
He's got the world's cleanest poon. Why would he?
Yeah, Trish is always in the tub. Trish, are you in the tub right now?
I was before, but I had to get out.
Okay. Why?
Somebody else needed
it. The water was getting cold.
The water was getting cold.
And my skin was all wrinkly.
So why didn't you just heat it up?
Because I don't want to stay in the tub for too long.
Really,
but I still got to eat dinner.
You got to eat dinner? What are you having for dinner?
Pasta.
Oh, my
goodness. And sauce with garlic bread and salad topped with stuff.
Don't have angel hair. It gives you nightmares.
What?
Angel hair pasta gives you nightmares.
How does angel hair pasta give you nightmares?
I don't know, but I have nightmares when I eat angel hair pasta. Maybe
it's probably your blood sugar.
See? Something's wrong.
It's something where your blood sugar is a little different than fucking, it gives you nightmares because you ate pasta.
No, I eat any other kind of pasta, I don't have nightmares. So I only have nightmares with angel hair. And I love angel hair pasta. It's probably like,
I don't understand how
like
food.
I like the bow tie ones. Those are more funner to eat.
I like the bow tie ones.
I do too, Trish. I like bow ties with beef stew.
You ever tried that, Trish? Have some beef stew?
No. Usually we do beef stew over rice.
Well, that's cool. That's cool, too. But try it over bow tie noodles sometimes. It's really good. Only thing you got to eliminate the potatoes because it's too much starch.
You two should have a cooking show.
Yeah. What? Two dumb fucks. Oh, and a pot.
A pot? Are you smoking?
Well, there you go. Pot heads with pots. That's a good show.
Well, Trish doesn't smoke pot.
Yeah, but I'm not a pothead.
Yeah, she doesn't smoke
pot. Well, yeah, but Joe will get you hooked if you do the show together.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
I don't do anything anymore.
Nothing? You still shoot animals or anything like that?
No.
Do you go hunting at all?
No.
You never went hunting? What do you do with all these
guns? Not for a long, long time.
Oh. Okay. Enough.
This has been Joe interviewing.
Well, no.
This is hardly riveting.
I can't even drink anymore.
Wow. Why can't you drink?
Because we found out I'm allergic to alcohol, and then my blood sugar goes way, way high up, and it gets crazy.
That would do it.
How are you allergic to alcohol?
I don't know. I just am.
Well, there's a lot of sugar in alcohols, you know.
That and, you know, my face gets really red. I get dizzy. My heart starts racing.
She starts sucking random dicks.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's when you know it's working, Trish. Well, anyway, she's taking a more relaxing drug. It's much easier.
What drug? Trish, have you ever done any drugs at all?
No.
No, so she's not a big...
liquor.
Never?
Just liquor. Yeah, so she's not a big druggie like you, Joe.
Well, it's hard, you know, everybody does something at one time or another, even if it's prescription drugs.
Not our baby girl, Trish.
I think the Pope has done drugs at one time.
You know. He probably does. Yeah. Smokes the incense.
Even, you know, Bill Clinton smoked pot one time.
Yeah, but he didn't inhale.
Yeah, that's
so
bullshit.
It's fucking insanity. Trish, what's your favorite show on TV right now?
Live PD.
What is it?
Live PD.
What is that?
What the fuck is Live PD?
It's on A&E. It's like Cops but live, and like there's a camera crew.
Oh yeah. I've seen that. Yeah, it's pretty wild. I think the cops overreact though all the time. They really do.
Well, because they're on TV and they're live.
Exactly. I think that they do it because of, you know, they're live. You know,
so wait a minute. They go. It's like Cops but live, and they run around like. What if nothing happens?
Well, something always happens.
No, but like, what is like, we're at the donut shop.
They film those shows in places where you know crime is going to happen.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even in Chicago, sometimes it's quiet nights. You know what I'm saying?
No, there's like, not.
How do you know? Have you ever been to Chicago?
She hasn't been
no,
under her bathtub.
No, I listened to the police scanner.
Yeah. Well, yeah, 600 shootings in Chicago. 600
yeah,
shootings
but there's,
in Chicago.
There's an app that lets you listen to all kinds of police and fire department scanners. Wow.
This is what you do for fun?
Yeah.
While she's in the tub.
Yes.
I wish that she would drop the CB radio in the tub.
Yeah, I know.
That would be great.
What can I tell you?
Trish, why did you never, since you love guns... And you love this show. Why would you never have become a cop or something?
Oh, yeah. Right up your alley.
You have to be in shape to be a cop.
You're in shape. You're round.
Like,
are you kidding? I've seen some
nights
cops.
And... No.
I've seen some cops that are not in shape. Some of them look like Eddie, for Christ's sake.
What the
plus
fuck?
You have to have a driver's license to be a cop.
That would help, yes.
So the one thing that's stopping you is a driver's license.
Yeah, that's so simple, though, to get one. Why don't you just get one?
No. You don't want me driving.
That's it? You don't drink, you don't take drugs, and you can't drive?
Wait, hold the fuck on. Why would you not want to drive?
I'm scared to death of driving.
Get why?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know. I get, like, really severe anxiety.
Yeah.
From driving
a car? I almost put Auntie's car through the garage one time.
Oh,
geez. Oh, is there any video footage of that?
Yeah,
I'd love to see that. Oh.
No, I almost put her car through the garage. I put the other car up on the ravine. I almost rear-ended the mailman.
Oh, my God.
That was a sex act. What about the car?
You're a dick. You stole my fucking line.
I'm trying to understand. I'm trying
this
to...
This quicker than you, Andy.
I'm way quicker.
I had a fucking pretzel in my mouth.
Well, you got to swallow like Trish does. I'm trying to understand where your phobia, though, of... driving comes from. Why do you get so bent out of shape about driving?
Really, yeah.
I don't know. I do. I panic and I start screaming and crying and I lose control of the car. So everybody's like, if this is how you are, then just stay local and give me gas money.
No one ever trained you how to drive a car?
My family tried, but they're like, this isn't going to happen, so. Wow.
You didn't even go to an empty parking lot driving a car around.
We tried that.
And, obviously it failed, so tell me about it.
I panic. I start screaming and crying, and I just have, like, this whole panic attack.
How about flying an airplane? You think you can manage that or something? You know.
Wait, flying in?
You know, just,
no, flying
like
an airplane.
Like a pilot.
Like a pilot.
Like a pilot, yeah.
On Xbox.
On Xbox.
It's the same thing, really. You think about it, you know. You still.
No, I never thought about that.
Sure.
You want this bitch flying planes?
Yeah.
She can't drive a car.
Yeah. So, but you can't hit anything up in the air.
Tell that to fucking
Al-Qaeda.
Except
for a bird.
Well, that's literally cloud. No.
Or maybe a cloud.
Did everyone miss the joke I just did that was fucking
yes,
awesome?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, thank you.
I missed it. What was it? Say it again.
Joe just said you can't hit something. Good. Say what you just said.
I said you can't hit anything up in the air.
I said tell Al-Qaeda that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that would be fun.
To join Al-Qaeda? Fuck you, Trish.
Yeah. We don't have
no,
to land.
And then bomb them.
But you might be able to bomb them, but you're not going to be able. What happens if North Korea drops the bomb?
Yeah.
And we live in a fucking dystopian radiationville fucking world now.
Yeah.
And you get like
maybe Verizon would have better reception.
They're not going to if the bomb goes off, you're not going to have cell reception.
Really?
Do you know how fucking A-bombs work?
Yeah,
or no?
Nothing's left, yeah, Trish, when that happens.
Yeah, if
that's not fair.
Not even a grocery store, nothing. You can't get milk, it's terrible.
Can't get frosting?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I don't eat frosting.
No, you eat it off people's cocks. Did you ever blow this guy with frosting?
No.
Is he around or no?
He's probably home.
Where are you? Are you home with him or no?
No, I'm at mom's.
Oh. For some reason, I want her to go to his house and fuck on the air.
Next week.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know. I want to hear Trish fuck for some reason. I don't know why.
Why did you just
It
go,
just popped into my head.
Why don't you just go up there and fuck Trish?
I don't want to fuck Trish. I don't want to fuck Trish. I want to hear Trish fuck. Like, I want Trish to get in her. She can't get in a car because she can't fucking drive.
She can take an Uber. But she's unemployed now, so.
Well, where is he? How far is he from you?
45-ishly minutes.
Ah, fuck that.
That'll be off the air by then.
See, as we all eat pretzels and sound like idiots on the air.
Okay.
I'm trying, like, it would make, like, I want to hear her have sex. I don't know why. Why is that? Like, why what fascination do I have?
You're a creepy fuck.
I'm a creepy fuck,
You are a creepy fuck, yeah.
So, that creepy fuck just came up on the board. I am a creepy fuck.
Yeah.
However.
Now, here's the question.
Yeah.
Would you jerk off while you're listening to Trish fuck?
Depends on how good she moans.
Jesus.
Trish, did you ever do the Big O for us?
Sure she did.
No, did she?
I think I did when I first started listening to you guys.
Cheers. All right, give me a Big O.
I can't right now. Everybody's home.
Go up to your room. Go lock yourself in the bathtub.
But the bathtub makes everything echo.
Yeah.
So go run in the fields. Whatever the fuck you gotta do.
It's suburbia. There are no fields.
Goddamn. She knows the word suburbia, but she doesn't know if an A-bomb comes down, she's not gonna have cell service.
Suburbia.
It's like Pearl Harbor. It's in, Florida.
Yeah, Florida. I'm just trying to, I don't know why. It just popped into my head because now I think it's a new guy. This guy, Steve. And that's her fiance now, and she's going to move in with him.
Mm-hmm.
And
did
she
you
just
see the
quit.
Ring?
And she just. What happened?
Did you see the ring?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't see the ring.
Did you put it on Facebook?
Is it hanging?
Yeah, everything's on Facebook, Instagram.
Oh, is it hanging
go
on
your
nose?
Go on my Facebook and look at it.
Yeah, I will.
Is it a big, like a big ring?
Yeah.
What size rock is it in there? Is that 1 carat, 2 carat?
2. I think a 2.
2 carat? This guy's definitely a keeper.
Yeah.
What's he do for a living?
What does Steve do for a living? Let's see if you're going to get married to him. You have to get ROK.
Yeah. Do you want to buy some land in
Arizona? He does computers.
He does computers. That's the most vaguest fucking thing I've ever heard about. What do you mean he does computers?
Like, does he stick his dick in the floppy drive?
Yeah.
No. He fixes them and stuff.
He's
a repair guy. He's an IT guy.
Yeah, that's a good living these days. Let me tell you.
Is he like a member of the Geek Squad? What is he?
I could have used him a couple of days ago.
Well, it's not Geek Squad, but it's like a different company.
All right. Don't want to give it out in the air.
He's a computer technician.
Is it a private thing? Is it his company or something?
No. He works for somebody.
All right, he works for somebody. How did he ask you to marry him? Did he put like the ring on the tip of his dick? What did he do? All romantic and stuff?
Did he get down on one knee? Was that kind of thing?
Or did he go like Billy and like, would you?
Just throw the box at her.
Have this. See if it fits.
You get married now? We have sex?
You like me?
No. He picked me up at mom's house, and then he's like, will you marry me? He proposed to me in the truck in front of mom's house.
He picked you up?
That's nice.
Yeah.
He's got a strong back.
No, Trish lost a lot of weight. She looks good. You haven't seen Trish lately.
I haven't seen Trish in a while. She's probably like supermodel thin. Clean
very
pussy.
Very far from that.
No, you look good, Trish.
Oh, she definitely has a clean pussy.
Please, I'm still Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba!
Don't put yourself down, honey. You don't look out
you're the one getting married, you fat tub of shit. I mean, the rest of us aren't. We don't have. Danny's single. I'm single. And Joe's married. So his life is over.
Oh, both of his.
And Billy's got a nice looking chick who he won't move in with.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know. How did I manage to get married before you guys?
Yeah, really.
Because any relationship I've had, I haven't asked for.
Maybe because you're a human being.
There's that. She is a human being. I'm not. We're a bunch of savages. I don't know what we're doing. It's a bad world, Joe, when Trish has got a 2-carat ring on her hoof, and she's getting married now.
That's a good world.
To a guy named Steve who does computers.
Yeah.
As she so eloquently put it.
Yeah.
He does computers.
Yeah, next you got to have Steve call us up. We got to interrogate him.
I will.
I say next week on the show they fuck on the air.
Well...
to Chris in the new apartment. They fuck
in
the air.
In the truck, in front of mom's house.
You got to feel Chris out. He may be the type of guy that doesn't go for that kind of stuff.
Is Chris a dick? Chris, you got me saying Chris. Is Steve a dick?
He has one.
I hope so.
No, is he a prude? Is he a prude?
No, like, is he like a wild and crazy guy?
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
So do you think that he will, like... Because we've had guys hit you in the head with their dicks.
Sure.
We've had you blow a guy while having icing on it.
Yeah.
Do you think that he would do something on the air, like have sex with you on the air?
I can ask him.
All right, ask him and find out.
It might not be like next week. It might be like next week.
Okay.
Why? Are you spotting?
No, I'm not going to be moved in next week. It's going to be next week.
You just need a bed and a phone. You don't need to be
what
moved in.
What is why people having trouble moving in with people? Yeah. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
People.
You can always do it in the back of the car.
Who need people?
I already said that, Joe. Pay attention.
Oh, you did? Okay.
That's actually why we got an SUV.
Oh.
You got an SUV?
He can hog tie you and just put you in the back?
Yes. It's an SVU, actually.
What does that say for sexual visual unit or something like
it's
that?
It's the stretch vagina unit.
All right.
When Trish gets in there and fucks Steve.
Tell me.
All right, so ask Steve, because that would be the ultimate trifecta. We've already had the Papa Giorgio and the blowing of the boyfriend
icing,
with the icing. Yeah. If she can, might as well just go right to fucking.
Yeah.
And let's have Trish fuck on the air.
Yeah.
And if Steve says it's okay, that'd be a great fucking episode.
Trish has given us some of our best sexual moments on this show. She really is.
Yeah.
You know.
I have.
You have, yeah. You're a great contributor, Trish.
She's always in the tub masturbating to our show.
Yeah, that's nice, too. We like that.
Thinking of Joe in a weird way.
No, that's thinking Danny. Of you. Danny's.
If you had to fuck one of us that's in the room right now, me, Danny, or Joe,
this question already.
I'm going to ask her again. Me, Danny, or Joe, because Billy's not in the room.
Yeah. Oh! Billy just walked in.
All right, so... if you had to fuck me, Billy, Danny, or Joe, who would you fuck? Who would you fuck and why?
I don't know. It'd be a toss-up between you and Danny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
That's why Eddie should go up to Connecticut and fuck her.
I think totally think Trish.
Right. That's right. I got somebody in a death pool.
Yeah, we'll get to that
in a minute. Don't take over the show because you just walked in.
Wait a minute. First of all, let me just say, Bill, hello.
Hi.
And he wants
to... Hi, Billy.
Hi. How are you, Trish?
This creepy fuck wants to listen to Trish have sex.
Yeah.
She's got a new... She has a fiancé now. Let me tell the tale. You were in the car, Billy. She's got a new fiance.
She's
moving in with the fiance. I said to Chris, there you go, to Chris in the apartment. That I think that on the show, she's already been hitting the head with a cock, and they had the Papa Giorgio done with her. She's already blown a guy with icing on his cock.
Right.
I think the trifecta is we go right to sex. And if Steve is okay with it, her fiancé, and he says, okay, I'll do it, on the air for 2 weeks from now, because I still think she's spotting, 2 weeks from now, when she's in the apartment and she's got all her toiletries and everything else is in the house, on the air, live on the air, she fucks him.
Ooh.
I don't know why I want to hear Trish fuck, but I think I
crazy.
Do.
That's why.
I'm calling in sick that day.
No, come on. Is Steve a big dude, too, or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Didn't you see the picture?
There's only one.
Babe, do you know how fucking long, like, literally, you know how many pictures of things I see a day, mostly my cock pics,
yeah, really?
A day?
Being rejected.
Don't you guys, like, go on Facebook?
I go on Facebook a lot, but the thing is, I do 9 million things on Facebook. I get turned down by Ron Jeremy to come on the show today.
Yeah,
all again? All kinds of weird shit. So, like, I'm busy doing stuff. I knew you went to a wedding.
Yeah.
Right? I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I saw that you lost a little bit of weight.
Now, are both of you going to be in the tub during this sexual experience?
Now, see, that we should set that up. They should be in the tub.
It echoes.
It echoes. Well, no, they're going to be in the apartment, though. They can do whatever they want. Because it's their apartment now. They can do whatever they want. It's going to be their new home together.
Loving you.
That's right.
It's easy because you're in a home.
Do, 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 do.
I think that they should do it right on top. If the table can hold them, dining room table. Right on top of the dining room table, they move the angel hair pasta that gives Joe gas.
Yeah. It gives a whole new meaning to past assault, doesn't it?
There you go. Burner, burner, burner. I think you you got to imagine, we got to go to break, so I got to hang up on your ass. You fucking,
okay.
You plot this out with Steve. Let's set this up. Like, I'm talking like pure, I want you, when we do it, do I want foreplay, gentlemen, or no foreplay? Let's go around the room before we go to break. Danny, foreplay or no foreplay? Do they go right to the intercourse? Like, before they pick up the phone and call us, is he hard and ready to go? Or do we have foreplay?
Is it a smoking jacket? Have it a cigar?
But that's what I'm saying. No, no, no. Do we do foreplay? Do we want to hear the kissing and the sucking and the licking?
No.
And the dirty talk? Or we go right to the pounding?
Where Trisha barely talks half the time, that would drag on forever.
Exactly.
She's
got
to go right to the point.
So right to the banging. Billy, should you just show up right to the banging?
Okay.
Okay, good. Joe, right to the banging?
I was about to bang.
All right, so we're going to go. All right, so this is what you got to ask Steve. Right to the banging. Like, so you do all your stuff you do. You get ready, you get warmed up, you turn on the soup, you let it simmer, and then you call the show, and then go live to the fucking. Okay?
Okay.
All right, that's all right. The plan.
Why do I have a feeling I'm going to hear, is it in yet?
I want to hear.
I don't know. I'm just making jokes.
I like to hear people fuck. This is what's going to happen on this show. I am. I'm so lonely, Billy. This is what we're going to have Trish unleash the beast, Danny, in 2 weeks because I think she's spotted. All right, Trish, I got to hang up on you, all right?
All right, love you guys.
Love you,
too.
Clean that pussy again. Bye-bye. Got a dirty snatch, got to clean it fast.
I was saying, say what you want about her, but she's got the world's cleanest pussy.
Yeah.
Danny wouldn't fuck her.
I wouldn't.
Oh.
I'd fuck her because I fuck anything, but I don't think I'm not traveling up there to fuck her. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hey yo, this is Method Man, and you're listening to the Ham Radio Show. Ham, ham, ham. Can I get a suit?
Yeah, Joe, shut up. I'm doing a commercial. Shut up. God damn, it's for Lucha Underground. And Joe's talking on the El Rey Network. Chaos reigns supreme. On the old new Lucha Underground episode, no disqualifications, no limitations. The Quieto Cup, I just like saying it, Quieto Cup, enters the second round of the quarterfinals. Find out what happens when the FBI agent arrives to speak to Diario Quieto. Plus, meet Captain Vasquez, unexpected visitor. That's right. Don't miss the new one-hour episodes of Lucha Underground Wrestling, Lucha Libre at its finest, and the Lucha Libre Wrestling Series with from Emmy Award-winning Mark Burnett. That's right, producer Mark Burnett. It's Lucha Underground. It is part of the El Rey Network. For more information, go to elreynetwork.com or luchaunderground.com. Check it out for further details. Yeah, Lucha Underground, loco en la cabeza. It is muy bueno.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. One of Usher's accusers has broken her anonymity as she sues the singer over a past sexual encounter, claiming he failed to inform her he had herpes at the time they hooked up. Going by her lip, she'll likely be delivering a blistering testimony. Famous for his song Rhinestone Cowboy, country legend Glenn Campbell passed away at the age of 81. Battling Alzheimer's, on the plus side, at least he was the last one to know it. David Hasselhoff's Knight Rider character could be making a network television comeback. Based on the popularity of I Am Kate, hopefully the Hoff is still driving his modified 1982 Pontiac Firebird. As these days anything trans, am going to get more ratings. Rapper Young Mozzie was shot and killed in a pizzeria in Atlanta, Georgia. No word yet on memorial services. However, they are expected to be delivered in 30 minutes or less. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
You were late.
Well, I hear you, yeah.
Mister, and that word melts everyone. But you stay so cool. Yeah. It's the Ham Radio Show.
I'm on Akita. My Spanish hiding Mona Lisa.
718-577-1389.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Billy prefers to hear this song.
Good enough, I will give my world to lift you up. I can change my life to better sooner. I've been walking these streets so long.
Oh.
It's for Billy.
Oh.
I remember this song quite well.
Oh, yes.
Well, if you know the words, sing along in honor of Glenn Campbell, who dead at 81.
Poor guy.
Come on, if you know it, at least jump in, Danny, with the chorus. Come on.
I'm not doing anything in the rain.
There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon.
There's a horizon.
But I'm gonna.
Here we go, boys.
Lights are shining on me.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Legendary.
Rodeo.
Glenn Campbell. The rhinestone cowboy himself.
Yeah.
Dead at the age of 81.
Yep.
But of course, where one dark cloud emerges, Danny, there is a silver lining, because, ladies and gentlemen, in Deadpool Bingo,
yes,
somebody in this room picked Glenn Campbell.
Right.
Show me Glenn Campbell on the board, please. It is Billy making it now a three-way dance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In Deadpool Bingo.
It's true.
Danny still without.
I got so many fucking
point.
Better people than all he is.
You're so close.
Yeah,
but Glenn Campbell, when I picked him, he was diagnosed with the Alzheimer's.
Well,
they pulled him off. Whatever tour he was on, the stuff he was doing, he had to get away from doing that because...
Couldn't remember the words.
Well, no, he was on his way.
Wait, Billy, wait, wait.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Okay, you may continue.
Yes, that's all. He was on his way out. They knew it, so I just went with it. Doesn't mean I was good.
Well, let's see. Danny on his list. Danny has... Kirk Douglas.
He's fucking over 100.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck?
But like a fucking Timex motherfucker. Yeah. He takes a licking, but he keeps on ticking.
Fucking spotted,
man. Hugh Downs.
Yeah. Hugh Downs is fucking up there, too.
Yeah, he's 104.
Still alive, though.
Right.
Yeah.
I missed the rhinestone cowboy in that one.
Yeah, that's okay.
Henry Kissinger.
He's another one.
That
should
be gone.
Should have gone.
Yeah. Prince Philip, a guy.
He died like 3 times.
They keep saying and making announcements about him, but it doesn't go anywhere.
And then rounding out Danny's 5 block on the Deadpool Bingo, he went with Miss Garrett.
That was my dark horse.
Yeah. Charlotte Ray, who I think Charlotte Ray is still doing, she's still acting. I don't remember when Don't Mess With The Zohan came out, but she was in Don't Mess With The Zohan.
I think Danny's going to have, like, a good month, you know? Like, they're all going to die in 1 month.
Yeah,
like,
it'll be a bash. Boom,
October,
1, 2, 3.
They'll all be gone.
Everybody dies for Danny in 1 month. Now, see how this works, by the way, for people playing at home. Yeah. We don't have a death watch. We play Deadpool Bingo. First person to get five spots on the bingo board
wins.
You don't have to get up and down, left and right, diagonal. It doesn't matter where your position. You just have to get five spots filled up. Yeah. So now it is a three-way dance between me, Billy, and Joe.
I got
Joe,
an E.
No. you have a B so far. You have Glenn Campbell.
Right.
Joe had Chuck Berry.
Chuck is gone.
I had Don Rickles, the legendary Don Rickles.
Yeah, I felt sorry for Don Rickles. I was hoping you would lose that one.
So that's where we're at, though. So it is a three-way dance, and Billy made the board, 81
Chuck
years
was a
old.
Prick. He deserved to die.
Glenn anyway. Campbell, heir to the Campbell soup fortune.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Dead.
That's not true, by the way.
I really? Thanks. No. It might be fake news, Joe. Whoa! Oh!
Quick, tweet that.
Tweet that right now. Tweet it.
Guy.
At 3 a.m. while sitting on the toilet. Fuck Korea and Campbell soup. Mm-mm, good.
Yeah.
Joe still wants to go.
Chuck Berry, yeah.
Well, no. Joe still has. You have Sean Connery left.
He's my dark horse.
You have Bill Cosby, which I don't think
Cosby's going to go.
Cosby's not going this year.
He can't take the aggravation.
I don't think he's going this year.
Yeah, he's gone.
Betty White.
Yeah, for sure.
Keith Richards.
I'm going to kill him myself.
And
good luck.
That's it. And Billy has his. Jimmy Carter, who right. almost died.
Jimmy Carter, yeah,
Jimmy Carter almost died the other day, too.
Yeah.
Iggy Pop.
Carol Channing.
Yeah, Carol Channing.
Carol Channing, Iggy Pop. Stan Lee, fuck you for that one.
No, Stan Lee. It's just
I got a wife.
That's his dog.
I got a wife. I got a kid. Danny has all these people that has nothing. He
yet.
Has nothing on the board.
Nothing yet.
Prince Philip, like he said, died about six times. Did he bring him back?
Something's going on with him.
Fucking one guy's like over 100.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I thought you meant Prince.
You picked the wrong one.
Why would he pick Prince? Prince it was dead before we started.
Well, that was the
dumb
joke.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was
gets
the
him
joke.
An
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you know.
That was the joke.
It's like I should have got money for what's his name? James Bond.
No, you shouldn't have.
Oh, sure, I should have.
You picked fucking Sean Connery.
Yeah, but James Bond's the same guy,
no,
man.
It's no, not. Roger Moore is not Sean Connery.
Well, he could have been.
You dumb fuck.
no, he couldn't have been. I have after.
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Jake LaMotta.
Oh, the Bull.
I got Raging Bull himself.
Yeah. I thought he was dead already.
George W. Bush.
He's gone.
Mine, I'm definitely getting that one before the end of the year.
End of the week.
Definitely. Before, and Norman Lear. Rounds out my
Norman Lear. That's a dark horse, I think.
Norman Lear, who, by the way, if I'm correct, Norman Lear has said he's not going to accept the Kennedy Center honor from Trump.
Oh, really?
If I'm correct, yeah.
I smell a sitcom.
Speaking of sitcoms, I stopped playing Heil Honey, I'm Home.
Yeah.
Because people were either not liking it or liking it way too much.
Or calling in saying,
yeah,
get
so
the fuck out of here.
I was making sure of that, but
what's the matter with
I don't know,
people?
To me, to me, it was at least goes back to the impressive. But that also brings you to Norman Lear, who made groundbreaking television.
Yeah, he did.
And haven't we learned anything from the ones that came before us? Norman Lear made groundbreaking television. Yeah. Norman Lear made TV that connected with so many people about black culture, about white culture, about bigots, about fucking hippies.
And 92 spinoffs. Oh,
and 92 spinoffs of every show that you can think of.
Yeah.
But those shows seem to not be able to be made today because everyone's PC'd up and fucking assholes.
Ooh, yeah, sure.
But my point being is, didn't we learn how groundbreaking those shows were and how, like, in the annals of time, those shows are timeless now.
Right.
Like, you can sit there.
But you can't watch them without them being edited.
Well, now if they air on certain channels, yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
But if as a white guy, you could sit and watch Good Times.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, and
sure.
Black people could watch All in the Family.
Oh.
And it's, you know, Maude. And
Jefferson.
The Jeffersons was universal. George Jefferson universal for even guys in this room.
Sure.
Sherman Helmsley fucking cracked me the fuck up when I was a kid.
Wow, that was such a great show.
It was
just
a great show.
Great,
yeah. You had the interracial couple, which
the
now is a dime a dozen.
Right.
A lot of people are also angry with stuff in society where you get, because nowadays it's either one side of the spectrum or the other. It's
correct.
Either the PC things or they force feed it down your throat, you're like, not only do we have an interracial couple, this guy's a cripple, and this one had a hysterectomy and a mastectomy. Now go out there and sell Cheerios.
Right.
That's what the fuck they do. Like, if you watch any of these commercials now.
More and more commercials, you do see an interracial.
Interracial. There's always a dude in a wheelchair or a kid in the wheelchair now. It's like there's a fucking checklist, and they go through the checklist.
Make sure we don't offend a certain group and say we didn't leave them out. Yeah. And yes.
Can we get someone that's more black than this guy? This guy's not black enough. He's too light-skinned. Yeah. We're going to need a Wesley Snipes type. Come in here.
Well, now they got Off the Boat. That's an Oriental show.
Can't say Oriental. It's fucking Asian-American.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Oriental is a rug.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes.
But they come from the Orient. Does that mean they're Oriental?
They don't.
They come from the Orient. They come from the Orient.
Yeah. I don't know. In my day, we called them chinks, you know.
She's shocking.
Great. Yeah.
And we play What Do You Chink on the show.
Excuse me, WAP. Listen.
It wasn't a derogatory term. I mean,
I'm sure to them it was.
No, really.
I'm sure that they weren't walking around going, please, sir, I'm not Asian. I'm a chink.
We used to want to go eat. Let's go eat chinks. You know, that's the way it was, man.
Yeah, but you're saying that with them not around. Wow. You're not saying it. Hey, Ching Chong, to the fucking guy that's doing your laundry, that's racist.
I honestly think there was a restaurant called Chinks that we were
yeah, I'm sure there was.
There may have been then, but, you know.
He's thinking of Slopes.
I thought it was Wops.
No, Wops is Italian food.
That's where you get the Dago wine.
No, that's where you get the Dago wine, in the jug.
It just wasn't a derogatory term. I mean, nobody...
Yes, it was.
It was a derogatory term. You didn't think it was.
Well, then it wasn't.
Now, look, we're not playing PC police here. I don't give a fuck. If a Chinese person, a Japanese person, and a Korean person were in this room, you wouldn't be able to tell them apart.
Yeah,
because you just put them all under the label of Oriental.
We should play What Do You Chink with Joe.
Oh, Joe, we get every one of them wrong. There's no way. When we played What Do You Chink,
Don't ever consider a Filipino Asian.
Yeah, they'll kick the shit out of you with Kung Fu.
Really?
That's very offensive.
We had Redneck.
Right.
Redneck was on this show, and he fucking flat out said he could tell the difference.
Right. I remember that.
And he was like blatant about it. That's why we played that.
Wow.
Joe lumps them all into one fucking thing anyway.
Well, they look alike.
It doesn't matter. They look alike.
Some
high slope to the right. Some high slope to the left.
You know, to me, it's just not.
Guaylo, get in here.
I'm sure if I spent time with them, I'd know the difference, you know. But
you mean if you asked them and had a conversation?
No, but, you know, if we were hanging out, like, you know, like I've worked with.
Excuse me, what kind of chink are you? I was wondering.
In my old studio, I had an Oriental engineer.
No, you didn't. You had an Asian engineer.
Well, he was Chinese.
Then you had a Chinese engineer.
Giggle sums this up pretty good. They used to be called Oriental, but now somehow it's a bad word. It's very confusing to keep up with these things.
Yeah, tell them.
Because they're not all from the Orient.
Well,
it's not that fucking hard to understand.
They're not all rugs.
They're not all from the Orient either, though.
He was a rug, you know, but you know, he was a nice guy.
Japan is not the Orient. Last time I looked, right? Wasn't China considered the Orient in the whole storyline?
But based on like what has now come about, where everybody just went, "Oh,
Dan,
Oriental."
Can you Google Orient?
I just did. Okay. Orient, literally the countries of Asia. Especially Eastern Asia.
Okay, East Asia. That's one location. That's not all the fucking countries of Asia. That's also not every place that there are Asian people. I'm just saying, that's why it's offensive. I'm not saying, you can call motherfuckers whatever you want.
And everybody usually does.
And I'm just saying.
Well, I don't want to defend nobody.
But I'm just saying, if you're calling them Oriental, it's an old school word that doesn't fit in society because they're not. I mean, there are things that people get overly offensive by, and they shouldn't, and that possibly is one of them. But the fact is, and I understand Joe's argument, there's no malice involved. I get it.
Yeah, there's no malice.
I get it. But the fuck, if you go, I'm gonna go eat chinks, and you say it to a Chinese person, they're gonna get offended.
Yeah.
And they have every right to be offended. Do they have a right to protest and fucking carry on? No.
More than likely, they'll spit in your food. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because you said want egg shit roll? Like that.
And you never tell the difference either because the food looks like weird.
The food looks weird.
Stop.
Joe is the most racially insensitive motherfucker in the world.
I don't mean it that way.
No, I know you don't mean it that way, but I like to learn about different cultures.
Yeah.
Like, I would never disrespect a Japanese person by starting to talk about China and acting like it's the same place. You know, like,
big difference.
Yeah, they get a little angry. Like the North Koreans and South Koreans. That's two totally different places.
You know, you're right. I remember one time in my engineer, somebody thought he was Japanese and he got offended.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
They had many wars.
Yeah, well, they thought he was
When I first
Japanese.
Saw Joe, I thought he was Jewish.
Yeah.
He looks like a Jewish banker from every fucking mobster movie ever. Meanwhile, he's a Guinea through and through.
I'm part Jewish.
No, but you look like, Joe, you look like the guy from, who was what's the guy's name
in
Goodfellas?
Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Madoff. Not fucking De Niro. You look like Bernie Madoff now. Yeah. I'm not saying you look like De Niro in Goodfellas.
Okay.
You look like the one that owed, remember the one that was owed the money?
If anybody called you Morty.
Morty, thank you.
Fit. There you go.
You look like a Morty. You look like a Morty.
What show was that?
From fucking Goodfellas. The one that owed, remember he owed?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They owed him money.
You know, I knew the real Morty, not the Morty.
Of course you did.
I did know the real Morty. He wasn't.
Sure, was it the cousins that you knew? Your cousin
Whitey?
Didn't know them?
Cousin Whitey?
Cousin Whitey, yeah. No.
Keep yourself safe, will you?
I knew the people who were really involved in that show. We used to work for them.
Yeah.
And
everybody somehow was all connected in
Morty was really an interior decorator.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't an hairdresser.
Giggles right. writes, I have a white friend from South Africa, but somehow it is bad to call her African American. She's more African than black people. Yes, exactly. I always say that. I always say that Charlize Theron is the only fucking African-American you actually know.
Oh, she's cute.
Nationally.
Like, you can say, because she's from South Africa, you can say she's African-American.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, not all black people are African-American. That's what gets me mad when people fucking, I insist, you say that they're African-American. But they're not all African-American.
Well, they...
Some black people are Dominican. You have to ask them what the fuck they are.
Yeah. But that's not...
No, I'm just saying, but people automatically want to put labels on fucking cocksuckers.
Right.
On every single group. That's why it's offensive. I'm not saying that you're a mean, fucking, hateful, racist, cocksucking asshole.
Well, is it the race Negro?
I'll take the word racist out of it.
Is it Negro?
Is it Negro?
Negro, is that what the race
what?
Is called? Negro? Black people are actually of the Negro race, right?
Please tell me we have that dry.
No.
So we can play it as a drop. Danny, please get that for next week's show. Oh, you're not going to be here next week. Please, in 2 weeks, Danny, get that. Please.
I'm being serious.
I know, but the way you just said it, you said it like a man in a home who just ran out of applesauce. And you were looking for your aid.
I can actually remember a certain piece.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Our Negroes.
Okay.
Our Negroes.
That's the
black
little
race.
Too here.
No, Joe.
No, seriously.
Joe. They're the human race.
Well, there are black Puerto Ricans.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
There's all kinds.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't just say they're all African American. It's the most racist shit in the world just to say that. But people don't want to fucking hear that. They want to hear, no, it's politically correct, so I have to do it. You're not doing them a service by fucking doing that.
Yeah.
And furthermore, what I don't like also is the fact that you can't say colored people, but you could say people of color, which is the same fucking thing.
Well, not really.
Yes, it is. You're a colored person. You are a person of color.
Well, you need more
it's
syllables.
The same, but it's the same fucking... You're saying the same exact thing.
You think so?
Joe, colored people...
Yeah.
Okay? You are a colored person.
Yeah, you're a colored person.
Okay? You are a person of color.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the difference?
Well, shell shock and battle fatigue.
No, if you're saying,
same shit.
I think
but... Which sounds better?
I
battle fatigue.
I think you're saying if you're a person of color, It means like you could be green, blue, or purple. You got a color.
How many green, blue, and purple fuckers do you know?
I know. But,
he took acid, remember.
Yeah.
He may know a lot.
I have seen.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
You know, that's true, Billy. I did see blue people once.
Yes.
Everybody was blue.
You were watching the Smurfs.
I'm blue.
And they were small.
They were small and they lived in mushrooms. And then I ate their mushrooms.
And then this cat came along.
And Gargamel.
And I didn't know why the whole room was turning into like.
Man. Giggle said, I got my belly button pierced.
Ooh.
With my African American friend.
I've got my belly button.
I don't know what that means.
That sounds like a hit record. I got my belly button
pierced. So she got her belly button pierced. With the white
her
chick?
Friend. Yeah.
The chick from South Africa?
Wow.
Home of the Cougar Ant? Lethal Weapon 2, whole plot, look it up.
Diplomatic immunity.
It's been revoked. Sorry, I've watched that movie way too many times.
I know.
Before Mel Gibson started hating the Jews,
yeah.
I used to love fucking all the Lethal Weapons.
He's a strange dude, Mel Gibson.
You think?
Yeah.
There's somebody who has to walk on eggshells for everything now.
Wait, way to take a fucking stance, Joe. How long ago was Sugar Tits?
What?
That Mel Gibson, he's a wacky motherfucker, ain't he?
Yeah, really.
It's only been, like, I think 6 years now since Sugar Tits. Joe took a stance.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, Mel.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how about that? I'm Mel Gibson.
Yeah. And you're not.
And you're not.
And you're not.
I don't know. It's just the way the world works. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't compute in my fucking brain.
See, eventually everybody's going to be like this wonderful society where everybody gets along. There'll be no murder, no this, no that.
That's bullshit. Didn't we discuss that last week?
And then all
that does not exist.
That's what everybody's going to aim for. And then we're going to get something similar to that where, like, you're going to have people. What the hell was that movie?
Pleasantville?
No. With fucking Sandra Bullock, Stallone, the Three Shells.
Oh, the Three Seashells?
Yeah.
Demolition Man.
There you go. It'll be something like that where, like, you know, you'll have people living under the ground that are all hidden away and fucking. It's going to be a big giant.
Those were called The Scraps.
Yeah.
And that was Dennis Leary. Don't quiz me on that movie. I know it all.
But that's what everybody wants to have, this utopia where everything's wonderful that they
because
see.
Because every motherfucker wants to live in a fucking Norman Rockwell painting, but we live in a Jackson Pollock. Okay? That's the thing you need to understand. We live in a Jackson Pollock painting. We do not live in a Norman Rockwell painting. Nobody likes each other.
I like Picasso.
Everybody, then you put your ear on your fucking ass. I don't know what to tell you. It doesn't work. There's a society.
There's reality and then there's the fucking dream world.
And the fact of the matter is, people don't, you don't see it. Like, I watched a video the other day. It was this Asian guy. Asian, not Oriental. Asian guy. And he bought a cake because this poor family wanted a cake and they wanted a cake.
Right.
So he buys it.
I've seen that
and
video.
He writes the fucking note. And that doesn't fucking happen. You bunch of fucking lying cocks. No one has ever bought Danny cake.
Nobody.
And he looks like he's starving.
He needs it.
Buy this fucker a cake.
Yeah.
Yes, you got a little belly. You look like you got the distended tummy of an Ethiopian.
Yeah. Somebody bought me cake.
Yeah, retain some water.
Yeah, lick the fucking salt. God damn it. I'm just saying that the fact of the matter is, society, we talked about the Gene Roddenberry.
Wait a minute, hold on. We got like 30 seconds left.
What?
I was going to pierce my beak, but I chickened out in the last minute.
That's wonderful.
You should pierce your beak. That's what you should do. Joe, by the way, she means your pussy.
What's that?
She wants to. Giggles wants to pierce her pussy.
Ooh.
Can you do it live on the air?
She was going to do that long ago, apparently.
Here's what we'll do. Have her pierce her pussy while Trish fucks.
But if you do something like that when you have sex, it's got to hurt, right?
Especially when Billy puts jumper cables on it. And hooks it up to his new car
The radiator. You see some of these guys who pierce their penis. Like, I go, are you crazy?
Yeah, but they're fun in metal detectors.
Oh, God.
Or when they get an MRI and it shoots out.
Oh.
Remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up.
No,
also remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, Joe, make sure that you pierce the buchach. Now, some chickens walk around without pierced bukkakes. And that's not good.
Plus, when it turns red, you'll know it's done.
That's damn right.
Sure. When it pops out.
Yes, it's like a meat thermometer.
Yeah.
And also remember this. AMF, my friends. AMF. Which essentially means to you.
Yeah.
Adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network.
It does.
And broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.